Well, come on. What song did you think I was going to use this week? The lower half of the state is on fire, in case you haven't seen. In case you're not choking on the goddamn smoke. Come on, yo.
Fire. 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 Fire.
Fire. Yeah, we're burning. Ain't no thing. But how are the celebrities doing? That's all we really care about. Give it to me.
For thousands to evacuate, and more stars here in LA have been impacted too.
Scary, scary times. Terrifying, horrible.
These are all their tweets.
Everyone,
because that's very important that we know that.
Biggest stars not immune from the devastating Southern California wildfires.
They should have been killed.
They've already destroyed thousands of acres and threaten even more.
Some of the fires are in a very densely populated area. That 405 freeway coming over the Sepulveda Pass, where the Getty Museum is, it's one of the busiest interstates and freeways in the nation or the world.
Nobody lives on the freeway.
Helped explain just how serious this is on Live with Kelly and Ryan. Chrissy Teigen knows all too well. She is among the 200,000 people forced to evacuate. She said,
I don't know what she does.
Sorry. Never thought I'd get to actually play what I thought was a hypothetical game of what would you grab if there were a fire. So far, all I have is Luna, some limited edition Oreos, and my Spike TV award. Paris Hilton also had to move fast to escape the flames.
People have lost their fucking homes.
That's been making the rounds on social media and writing, this wildfire in LA is terrifying. My house is now being evacuated to get
all of my pets out there
safely.
I thought they said these were Hollywood's top stars. How did she get in the mix?
Firefighters who are risking their lives to save ours. You are true heroes. And Jen Garner agrees.
I'm not a cunt.
A message on her Instagram story saying,
look at me, look at me.
First responders, stay safe. As of today, four major wildfires have consumed about 116,000 acres, including the area around celeb-heavy Bel Air. Just how big is that?
Not enough damage there.
Almost the entire size of Denver. A fifth one broke out in Malibu this morning, but thankfully was quickly contained. Other stars who have been impacted, Eva Longoria, Ariana Grande, Adrian Maloof, Lionel Richie, and many
more. Oh, not
more.
Lionel.
And
not
there
Lionel.
Are concerns that Bel Air homes of Beyonce and Jen Aniston could also be threatened.
Oh, please let those burn.
And other
please.
Are using
I don't want
their
Beyonce
social media
anywhere
to
here.
Let followers know how they can help, while other stars are just asking for prayers.
My heart goes out to anybody, and I'm in my
no,
prayers
I do who
and
she
my
is.
Good wishes.
Yes, I'm going to pray for you because I'm important. My prayers work. Nobody else's does.
Holy fuck. That's right, that's right. It's the Big Angry Phil podcast number 73. And there's fires everywhere. Freeways are closed down. That one in the Getty Center really fucked up the morning commute that day. Whoa. Remember Carmageddon? Remember what a big deal that was when they closed the 405 over a weekend? Well, this was fucking Wednesday morning, one of the busiest commute mornings of the week. Closed, 5, closed, 210, closed. How are anybody getting around? You know how stupid people are. People have no idea how to get around other than the route they always take every fucking day, day in and day out, month in and month out, year in and year out. Even with all the technology we have, with Waze and everything else, people are stupid. They sit in the same fucking traffic for the rest of their lives. These fires are something else. But there's something on the news they never tell you about the fires. How they fucking start. You ever hear about that on the news? No. They call them wildfires. Bullshit. That implies that they started naturally. Now, of course, the conditions are just right. It's fucking dry, it's fucking hot, it's fucking windy. Santa Ana winds and really strong ones, too. Yeah. Perfect conditions to spread fires, but how do they actually start? You know, the news has been hyping up this Santa Ana wind event a week prior to this. Already knew it was going to happen. Yeah, nobody's controlling the weather or anything. Nah. We'll get back to that conspiracy theory in a little while. But right now, I'm interested in how these fucking fires start. And there's three ways, all right? Three ways. Number one. Some motherfucker throws a cigarette out the window, right? Very common. Happens all the fucking time. That one by the Getty Center, come on, there's dry brush right up on the side of the freeway. Motherfucker tosses a cigarette out there, boom. Number two, homeless campfires. How many times have you heard this shit? Fucking bums up there, starting a fire, leave it there, wind catches it, starts everything on fire. Number three, Some fucking attention whore is intentionally setting the fires, all right? They know the conditions are perfect. It's going to be windy. It's going to spread the fire rapidly. Hey, look, there's my fire on national TV. You know that's what's happening, but the fucking media never, ever dares bring that up. Well, we wouldn't want to accuse anybody of that. They're wildfires. They just happen. It's hot. It's windy. They just start. Durr. No, it doesn't work like that, all right? It's always hot, dry, and windy at some point of the year in California, especially here in Southern California. Fires don't just start by themselves. Stupid people start fires, and we have lots of stupid people. That's why we have so many fires. Hello? You see people toss cigarettes. There's cigarette butts all over the goddamn place. I don't care that we have vaping now. Hardly anybody even does that compared to the people that still smoke. All right? People still smoke cigarettes and nobody uses the ashtray. Nobody. Everybody throws their fucking cigarettes out the window. You've seen it. You get behind these assholes on the freeway all the time. All of a sudden there's this big sparking object coming at you. You're lucky that doesn't go under your car. If you have an oil leak, you'll fucking explode. That cigarette goes into the dry brush. Boom. Another fucking wildfire. What makes it wild? Again, just like a wild animal, you know? You wouldn't call an animal in the zoo a wild animal. Why would you call a fire that humans set wild?
Well, of course, we have to hear about the poor celebrities that are impacted. Oh, my God, they've been forced out of their mansions.
One of their mansions. They have several homes, you know? I'm sure that one's insured. They'll be fine. I had to pick up my Luna bars and my Oreos. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, my God, we better go to Twitter and see how the poor celebrities are faring. Chelsea Handler had one. She throws Donald Trump into the mix. You know what? Get off of it already, okay? I'm no fan of Donald Trump, but Jesus Christ, he's not the cause of all the world's problems, all right? He's a big, dumb guy. Certainly he didn't cause all this. Your fucking paranoia and your worrying about him may have helped cause all this, but not Trump himself, all right? Trump is just sitting there laughing at California. He hates California, all right? He's a fucking New Yorker, first of all. New Yorkers already hate California. Doesn't even matter what our political views are. He's not a real conservative anyway. He's just playing the game just like anybody in the White House plays the fucking game, all right? He's just a maniac on Twitter. That's what people can't handle. Well, hey, he's allowed to use Twitter. It makes him look really stupid, but he's allowed to do it. People get so upset about his tweets. Well, if you don't like what he says, don't look at him. Of course, the news feels it's their job to put every fucking single Donald Trump tweet on the screen because in their desperate attempt to seem with it, they have to tell us about Twitter. Like Twitter hasn't jumped the shark years ago, you know? Hey, they got rid of their 140 character rule. Yeah, great. So now people can spout off even more nonsense. They should have a fucking 10 character limit. Two words. That's right. Fuck you. That's all I need. Fuck you. Fuck them. Fuck her. Fuck him. What more do you need? Nobody wants to read, you know, these paragraphs droning on and on about nonsense. Every stupid thought in your head has to go on a screen now. And you really get to see how stupid people are. Back in the day, you know, people had to hold in their stupid shit inside their head. And the only way you get to hear it is that they speak it right in front of you. Now everybody has a platform to spout off their stupid opinions about everything like it's so important. And if you don't agree with it, they can report you.
That's right. I don't like what he says. Report.
Of course, there's no due process or anything. They just throw you right in Facebook jail. That's right. Your boy's back in Facebook jail for a fucking month. That's right. Can't wish anybody a happy holiday, a happy Hanukkah, a happy Kwanzaa. Happy fucking birthday, even though they tell me, hey, it's so-and-so's birthday. Why don't you post on their page and let them know how you feel? Well, I can't, you cocksuckers. You blocked me. We haven't heard from you in a while. Why don't you post something? Well, because you cocksuckers blocked me. You haven't updated your podcast page in a while. Why not? Because you fuckers blocked me. Some cunt reported a post, and there's no warning or anything. You just can't log on anymore. They show you the post. It'd be great if they showed you the asshole that reported it. Why not snitch on the snitch? Teach you snitches a lesson. But Jesus Christ, if you're so offended at something, just don't look at it. Block me. Then you won't ever see anything I post. I know exactly what it was. And the stupid thing was, it wasn't in the middle of an argument or anything like that. It was something that was posted about 2 weeks ago. Now, I know the initial post was controversial, but that one didn't get reported, oddly enough. Here's the one that did. First of all, it was the story about, I think it was in the Miss Minnesota contest. You know how each state has a contest to see who gets into Miss America? Well, in the Miss Minnesota pageant, there was a contestant with Down syndrome, okay? You might have heard this story. Here it is if you haven't.
A Minnesota woman with Down syndrome will be the first to compete in the Miss Minnesota USA pageant.
Why?
Not only that, Michaela Holmgren will be the first representative in the country. WCCO's Jennifer
Merrill
spoke with the enthusiastic 22-year-old today.
I love to dance.
Michaela Holmgren has never been one to shy away from the spotlight. And this year, the trailblazer will conquer a first as the first woman with Down syndrome to compete in a Miss USA pageant.
Why does that need to happen?
I do this on my own, and I'm really, really proud of myself.
The Bethel University student believes beauty begins on the inside. And she's ready to show her disability doesn't define her.
Yeah, it kind of does, actually.
Like inside out, because I'm thinking about, like, gorgeous about it, because I'm very...
I will pay her a dollar if she says and stuff. I'll pay her a dollar for each time she says and stuff. Please say and stuff. That would make my fucking day.
On stage, Michaela began dancing at age 6 and is involved in gymnastics. In 2015, she was crowned Minnesota Junior Miss Amazing.
It's like they just make up awards just to appease these fucking people, you know?
She's an ambassador.
She's a tard. Let's give her an award so she'll feel better about herself. That's what it is.
Stands firm for others that, you know, maybe don't know.
How about investigating the parents and figuring out why they have a tarred kid? Why?
A selection committee for...
which one of you are missing chromosomes?
Picture and looking back and saying, hey, yeah, just look at her credentials and what she has there, and let's go for it.
I'm just really excited.
And you're excited. Stop this. Stop this lunacy. This isn't cute.
Jennifer Merrill. It's not amazing. WCCO 4 News.
Stop this shit. Stop this political correctness, all right? This is insanity. There is no reason for a Down syndrome contestant in the Miss America pageant or in any fucking pageant, all right? Miss America pageant and all these pageants are fucking beauty pageants. Remember what they used to call them that? I know it's not politically correct now, especially with all the sexual harassment shit going on right now. But Jesus Christ, do we really need to see this? Do we really need this shoved down our throat? Does she really need all the extra attention? And you know people are going to make fun of her. You know, I know online everybody's all, yeah, she's so courageous and brave. You know, don't make fun of her. She's beautiful. No. You don't believe a word of any of that shit. As soon as you step off your online soapbox, you're laughing at her too. And it's okay. It's okay to laugh at retards, all right? It's not their fault they're retarded. It's the parents' fault, okay? Well, when you hear somebody up there talking about, it's fucking funny. All right. Just like farts are funny. Just like people falling on their ass is funny. That is fucking funny. All right. It's funny. It's okay to laugh. You're allowed to laugh at things. All right. And people throwing her in these contests and giving her awards for shit. It's really their way of feeling less guilty, feeling better about themselves. Rather than helping the Down syndrome girl feel better about herself, she seems fine to me. She doesn't even know what the fuck is going on. There's these guilty fucking people around her that feel that they have to be politically correct. They have to show the Down syndrome girl that they don't want to laugh at you. Bullshit. You're laughing behind her back, and that's even worse. Bunch of fucking hypocrites. So anyway, there was a post about the Down syndrome contestant on Facebook. And I couldn't help myself. I had to make a joke in there because, hey, it's freedom of speech. It's still legal to make a joke, right? Or is it? Who the fuck knows nowadays? But the post I said was, who's going to clean the slobber off of the stage? And that wasn't even the one that got me in trouble. That sat there for a good month or so. But of course, in the middle of all that, somebody with nothing better to do has to be outraged about it and went on to say, oh, you're a monster. How could you say such a thing? You're what's wrong with this country. You've seen that bullshit a million times. You're what's wrong with the country. What is wrong with the country? Seems okay to me. If you cut out all the political bullshit and cut out the news, hey, life goes on. Life's fine. You have a roof over your head. Hey, you can pay your internet bill so you can whine online. Life seems okay if you don't let the outside forces that you can't control fuck up your life. Then life's fine. But these people won't do that. So it was somebody named Patricia and some last name I can't even begin to pronounce was going back and forth. And there was a post in the middle of all that that got me in trouble. And I was pretty much just contradicting the stupid shit she was saying. And I don't know if it was her or somebody who had a problem with that, but that was about 2 weeks after the initial post. And then I got banned a week after that post was made. I mean, so this was a post, a reply in the middle of a long conversation. So somebody had to get in there and scroll all the way down and find that and then find it offensive. And if it was the initial woman I was arguing with, well, why did she just do it right when it first showed up? But really, then it didn't even say anything bad in there. I mean, you've seen Facebook. People are saying outrageous fucking shit on there. People are saying, you know, kill black people, kill white people, you know, neo-Nazis, fuck everybody, fuck everything. People are saying the most outrageous shit ever, and me calling somebody a dumb broad got me a fucking banned for a month because I'm up to that point now. I've been banned so many fucking times now. You cannot have a differing opinion. And I know I shouldn't even engage in these people, but Jesus Christ, you know, sometimes there's shoot days where there's nothing going on, you know, and I think this particular one, it was really slow on set. So you have there's a lot of downtime. So you sit there and you just make jokes online and then call out the fucking morons that have a problem with it. You know, ruffling feathers is fun. At least it used to be. But now you can't even get away with that anymore. And really, what did I say that was so fucking bad? I didn't say, I want to go to your house and kill your family. I can understand that getting you banned. But no, it was nothing like that. But Jesus Christ, where's the due process? How about just a fucking warning? Or how about just making those people block you so they can't see what you write and be so offended about it? You know, now I can't update my fucking podcast page. I know everybody's like, well, you should have an alternate fucking account. I don't want to bother with all that shit. I can't make it now, you know, because they know all my fucking info. Even if I use another email address, they won't let that go down because they know the IP address of my phone and the computer. You know, I don't want to have to go to the trouble of like getting on another computer. And I know people who are used to getting banned all the time, have about 6 or 7 accounts. I don't want to be that guy. You know what I mean? Jesus, it's not that fucking important. It'd just be nice, especially around the holidays now when it's time to wish people a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You know, there's a lot of people with birthdays in December. I can't do that now. And I can't let people know I have a new podcast up. They're going to have to just find it when I post it and put it up on SoundCloud and it shows up on TuneIn and all the other places. But fucking A, man. There's people saying much worse shit than what I've said for any time I've got banned. It's for fucking nothing, all right? And it should be that if somebody gets so offended, they should be able to report a post. That shouldn't even be an option. There should be an option where they could just automatically block you. Do you want to block this person? Do you never want to see their post again? That should be the option, all right? I didn't post nudity. I didn't post violent images. I didn't even post a picture of anything. I just said the words dumb broad. You know what? Shit like this, political correctness. This is why I watch old TV shows like The Match Game. I fucking love The Match Game. I used to watch that when I was a kid in the 70s. And there's a YouTube channel called Match Game Productions who has posted a ton of old episodes of The Match Game from the 70s. Never mind all the reboots of it. Those suck. The original ones with Gene Rayburn and Betty White and fucking Brett Summers and Charles Nelson Reilly and Richard Dawson. Those are the ones. And they made jokes back then you could not even think of making now. They couldn't say any bad language. They couldn't even say pee or refer to bodily functions. They had to call it tinkle. Or they had to say doo-doo or something like that. They were allowed to say boobs. You know, boobs was a frequent answer on there. But they could make jokes that you could not make. They could imitate Chinese people talking. They could always go ting-tong, ting-tong-tong. They did that shit. You know, Gene Rayburn called Brett Summers a retard. He did. I'm not making that up. Brett Summers said the word fag. That was an answer to a question. It turns into a big fag. And she also called somebody a dumb broad. She talked about she was late to the set the other day because some dumb broad hit my car. Now dumb broad got me in trouble. 40 years later, and we can't say shit that used to be able to say in the 70s, for God's sakes. What the fuck happened. And all these leftist liberals are always whining about conservatives and how what conservatives want to control your language. What do you think the leftists are doing? The ones that run Facebook and the ones that run social media, they want to control your language. You know, feminists could say all kinds of shit about how they want to kill men and it's time for men to step down and women need to take over. That's okay. But if I say dumb broad in a post, I get banned. So look for more of me on Twitter. I'm still allowed to be on there, although I have been banned from there before, but I don't use that nearly as frequently as I used Facebook. At the Big Angry Phil. I always make it a joke or two in there, and it usually goes past the radar because at least it's only people that follow you that can see your shit. You know, total strangers who are offended by everything can't see it unless you're engaging them directly, which I very rarely do. But goddamn, Facebook has become a fucking cesspool. Remember back in the day when Facebook just started? Nobody gave a fuck about Facebook. I'm talking about back in the MySpace days in the early 2000s. Remember MySpace? Fucking MySpace, man. MySpace was Tinder. Before apps were even a thing. MySpace was pretty much the place you went to get tail. All right? You can't tell me you haven't pulled something off of MySpace back in the day. I have, you have, lots of people have. All right? Because you didn't have to use your real name. You didn't even have to use your real pictures or your real anything. You used a username. Nobody knew your real name. Nobody had to know where you live or needed any personal information unless you wanted to share it with them. But goddamn, was that a hookup place or fucking what, MySpace? And then when MySpace started to dwindle, Facebook got more popular. I remember I joined Facebook way back in the day before I even knew what the fuck it really was. And here's this fucking thing asking for your real name and where you live and what you do and all this. It's like, fuck that. But then again, when MySpace started to lose popularity, everybody started running to Facebook. Of course, all this shit are on apps now. Hey, you can look at your phone. Hey, now you're on Tinder. You can swipe right. And we didn't all that shit. MySpace, you didn't swipe right. But you could pull some tail on MySpace. That was the only thing it was good for, really. Between, what was it, like 2002, 2003, 2005, whenever the fuck it was. Oh, yeah. Fucking MySpace. And all of a sudden, bang. Well, MySpace, what the fuck is that? Now you're a dinosaur if you talk about MySpace. It's amazing how quickly these things rise and how quickly they fall. I wish Facebook would fall flat on its fucking face. It's fucking ridiculous. Because everybody's a little snowflake. And, oh, my God, I have a different opinion. I don't like your opinion. I'm going to ban you. And I love everybody. Trump is like everybody's go-to insult now. If you disagree with them, you must be a Trump supporter because they have to let you know how much they hate Donald Trump. Who doesn't hate Donald Trump? Doesn't make you special, all right? Look at these. If you're a straight white male, you're automatically a Trump supporter, according to these fucking assholes, all right? Yes, I am a straight white male. No, I am not a Trump supporter. Nor am I a fucking Hillary supporter. I hate her even worse, and I'm glad she didn't get in. Hillary is despicable. She needs to go away. She was just in Pasadena last week on a book signing. Like, anybody's going to buy that crappy book. What happened? What happened is you're a cunt, nobody likes you, and you lost to Donald Trump. That's what the fuck happened, bitch. Has nothing to do with you being a woman, all right? If anybody else but you ran against Trump, they would have had a decent shot at it. But not you. You are despicable, and you're hated, and you're evil, and you're rotten to the core, and you need to go the fuck away. You and Bill Clinton, go. Get the fuck out of here and never come back. That fucking face. She looks like she's got that Illuminati trance, the same one that Beyonce, Rihanna, a lot of singers have. We're just kind of staring into space, kind of cross-eyed, like they could see the dark forces that control them that we can't see. Hillary Clinton, what happened? If you have that book in your collection, just take it and beat yourself with it. So if you like the Big Angry Phil podcast and you're on Facebook, let everybody know when you see a new episode pop up, spread the word because I can't fucking do it. All right. Tell your friends. Follow me on fucking Twitter now because I can't post shit on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, too. I don't post a lot of shit on there either, but Big Angry Phil on Instagram. Once in a while, I'll throw a gem on there. And I always throw up a show update when there is one. All right. So there we go. Fuck you, Facebook. Suck my ass. And speaking of Facebook and speaking of the fires, you've seen the comments about the California fires, right? From all the ignorant East Coast assholes. People that don't know anything about California except for Hollywood. All they ever show on TV is the Hollywood sign and the Santa Monica Pier and movie stars. That's all people think. All of California is like that. And you've seen the bullshit. Well, this is God punishing California for being so liberal. We're being punished for voting for Hillary Clinton. We're being punished for all the Hollywood producers being slapped with sexual harassment suits. Yeah, we've seen this shit a million fucking times, all right? Every time there's an earthquake, I hope California breaks off and floats in the ocean. I hope California burns the fuck down. We've seen all this shit. These people don't get banned, of course. They're wishing death upon a whole state, but they don't get banned. Nor would I want them to be banned. Everybody has freedom of speech. If you don't like it, don't look at it, all right? I don't like people saying that California should burn down, especially a bunch of fucking ignorant New Yorkers who have never been to California. They watch TMZ and they see all the smiling movie stars. Oh my God, my mansion's going to burn. You know, they see that shit and they laugh. And by the way, I laugh too. I don't give a fuck about movie stars' mansions burning. Good, I hope they do burn. Maybe get them to move the fuck out of here like they said they would when Trump got elected. Remember? Now we need a fire to help move them along. But again, you know, these fires are deliberately set. Perfect conditions. Somebody knows that out there. Whether it's government related or not, I don't know. But it certainly is a nice distraction, isn't it? Because now everybody's mind is on the fire. Nobody's talking about the gas tax. Why aren't more people pissed about the gas tax? You know, I was at the 99 cent store last night, and there was actually a guy there. Usually I avoid people that solicit outside of anywhere. But this guy had a petition for two things I'm pissed about. The gas tax and the registration fees that also went up. Neither of these things we got to vote on, by the way. They just did it. Jerry Brown and his gang of liberal nut jobs in fucking Sacramento who are desperate to fund that piece of shit bullet train. That's where the fucking money's going. You know goddamn well that's what it's for. It's not for fixing fucking roads. The roads are crumbling beyond fucking belief. But this fucking bullet train is so important to this idiot Jerry Brown. Because that's the legacy he wants to leave. He wants to be the guy to put high-speed rail somewhere in the United States. In California, hey, we're the first state to have high-speed rail. That nobody asked for, that nobody's ever going to ride, and the goddamn thing won't even be finished by the time I die, you know what I mean? And I would never ride this fucking thing. If I want to go to San Francisco, there's no less than 15 airlines that go there. I could get there in a goddamn hour, and I wouldn't even have to use LAX. I could use any of the small airports, Burbank, Ontario, Long Beach. They all fly to San Francisco or Oakland. All right? What the fuck? Nobody asked for this goddamn thing. And by the time even the first leg of it is finished, if it ever is, it's going to go from two places in the middle of nowhere. So you'd still have to drive to somewhere, get on the train, get off somewhere else, and drive to San Francisco. Yeah, that's a good plan. It's stupid, but nobody questions this shit. But a fire is sure a good distraction from that, isn't it? Nobody's mind is on the gas tax or the registration fee hike. Or the Republican tax plan. Right? We're all worried about the goddamn fires! And there's another fucking stupid-ass story that's got the rest of the country distracted, and God knows why.
Now you are. I feel like I'm engaged. The royals are already in full planning mode. We know when, where, and the sweet gesture Harry made before asking the question.
And there was hugs, and I had the ring in my finger.
Congratulations from all of us.
Stupid.
We never went longer than 2 weeks without seeing each other.
Oh.
What do you think about the engagement?
Never through.
Is there a straight man that gives a fuck about this?
Dating,
I don't even
Harry
think gay men care about this.
Earlier this month, with a three
just bored housewives, that's it.
He actually designed
the ones that sit on social media all day and comment about shit like this.
Personal jewelry collection.
By the way, he's standing with his hand in his jacket, which is a very recognized Illuminati stance, all right? Also shows the devil horns.
Harry asked both of Meghan's parents for her hand in marriage, and the two plan to wed this spring.
Because Kate is expecting a baby in April, it's likely that
Meghan
and Harry
will choose to get married. Why do women care about this? After,
so that narrows
why?
It to March or May. Top
not just ones in England, but
the
ones here.
Chapel at Windsor Castle.
We're not fucking England. Why do we care about these people?
It's still absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely. I hate that fucking accent. I really hate that accent. I hate it. Fucking hate it.
Trying to roast a chicken. And it just an amazing
this is all such horse shit.
And natural and
natural ain't shit natural about it.
It was a really nice moment. It was just the two of us, and I think I managed to catch.
God, I'm gonna fucking vomit.
In their first interview with the newly engaged couple, Harry and Meghan revealed on BBC that
this
they
is
met
important
through a mutual
to people.
Friend.
It was a blind
date.
I didn't
this
know
is
so
much
about it.
Phony baloney.
So the only thing that I had asked her when she said she wanted to set us up was, I had one question. I said, well, "Was he nice?
How big was his dick?"
It didn't seem like it would make sense.
And believe it or
how
not,
how do they have a
Harry
mutual
never
friend?
Saw an episode of load. Suits.
I'd never heard of Meghan before. Mm-hmm. And
nobody has.
I was beautifully surprised when I walked into that room and saw her, and there she was sitting there. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to have to up my game.
For Meghan's big debut down, as Beavis. Harry's future bride, she wore a white wrap coat from Line the Label.
Yeah, that's very important
designer,
that we know that.
And no surprise, the site
chop it at the bit to find out what she's wearing
she
and what designer
pride
it is.
On the arm of her prince. And when it comes to the royal family,
the family has been
they should all be dead.
Nothing
but all of them.
For the happy couple.
Catherine's been absolutely
Diana took one for the team, and all the rest of them need
well
to go.
My grandparents as well have been having wonderful throughout this whole process.
And Harry says his late mother, Diana, would have definitely approved.
I doubt it.
Thick as thieves.
The Illuminati already took care of her.
I think she would be over the moon, jumping up and down, you know, so excited for me.
So excited. So excited. You don't sound a bit excited there, mate.
Oh, God damn. Can these people just die already? Why do we care? This isn't fucking England. I don't care what goes on in England. I don't care what goes on down the goddamn street, much less in fucking England. What is this hard on with the royal family? Jesus Christ already. Anytime any of them gets drunk or fucking hiccups or does anything, we have to hear about it. Who cares? It's bad enough the fucking sports channels bombard us with English Premier Soccer. Give a fuck about any soccer, especially English Premier Soccer. I don't care about English anything. Fuck England. Fuck England. Fuck their accents. Fuck their fucked up teeth. Fuck the royal family. Fuck the side of the road they drive on. All right? And fuck most of their music, too. It sucks. That includes the Beatles. That's right. I said it. Fuck you if you don't like it. Fuck your food, too. First thing you do when you get to England, you find out where the McDonald's is. I gotta tell you something. More Illuminati shit. More distractions. Just fucking royal family. And this fucking Meghan Markle... Be honest, did you know who she was before this fucking story broke out? Did anybody know who she was? Bullshit, no you didn't, but everybody's defending her online. Oh, she's beautiful. And oh, by the way, she's half white, half black, supposedly. She sure doesn't look it. She's like Rachel Dolezal. He was like, I can't tell if she's got any black in her. Well, so what? Even if she is, who cares? Why is that even important? It's more racist to even bring that up to not give a fuck about it. You see these black women online losing their shit. Y'all just mad at the sister marrying into royalty. Y'all racist. Y'all mad at this. Does she look like a sister to you? She sure as shit doesn't to me. She looks like fucking Becky. She looks like every other nondescript actress that I've ever seen in a commercial. You know, it's like, who is this broad? I don't know who she is. She's just a TV show I've never fucking heard of. I've never seen. And I've never even heard of her until the royal family story came out. Like Meghan Markle is, who the fuck is Meghan Markle? Who the fuck is Prince Harry for that matter? Prince Harry, Prince William, Prince Philip, the fucking dead artist formerly known as... enough of the princes already. Of course, is the reason that so many women care about this because it all goes back to speaking of Prince, like Prince Charming, right? The dream wedding. Oh, it's my dream to get married. This shit is still installed in girls' brains. It shouldn't be anymore. Marriage is an obsolete idea. It doesn't work anymore, all right? But why anybody gives a shit about other people being married, especially people in England, why? You ever ask like, one of your female friends that they're going on about this? Like, why do you care? Do they ever give you a straight answer? Why is this important? Why are you so vested in somebody getting married? What, because you're not married? Because your marriage is in shambles? So? I don't get it. You ever ask a female coworker that, well, maybe you shouldn't because even if you talk to women in the office now, you'll be accused of sexual harassment. So just don't talk to anybody. But people going on and on online about, oh, this is so, I'm so happy for them. Really? Did you even know who they were? How could you be happy for people you don't even know? I wouldn't even give a shit if I had a cousin that said they were getting married. I barely know who the fuck you are. Much less some fucking stranger, some actress I've never heard of, and some dickhead in the royal family. Fuck all of them! Well, what about Meghan Markle? Let's check out her illustrious acting career. Let's see what I've been missing all these years. And it's been all these years, because the bitch is 38. You know, you become an actress in your fucking 20s when you look halfway decent. I mean, she looks alright now, but, you know, for Christ's sake, she's not all that. She's not spectacular or anything. She's just like any other actress in any other no-name TV project. Anyway, let's see what she's got under her belt. Her first appearance on screen was in the background of an episode of the daytime soap General Hospital. She was an extra on General Hospital. I'm surprised she wasn't in the Hollywood Christmas Parade, for fuck's sakes. Early in her career, Markle had small guest roles on the television shows Century City. Anybody ever see that? The War at Home. Anybody ever see that? And CSI New York. Well, I know somebody saw that, but would anybody ever be able to pick her out of that show? She also took on several contract acting and modeling jobs that included a stint as a briefcase girl on the U.S. game show Deal or No Deal. So she was one of the chicks that held the suitcase up and opened it up. Whoa. Again, would you be able to recognize her in that? No. She appeared in Fox's series Fringe, anybody ever see that, as junior agent Amy Jessup in the first two episodes of his second season. Markle had some difficulty getting roles in early in her career. In 2015, she wrote, "I wasn't black enough for the black roles, and I wasn't white enough for the white ones. Maybe you just weren't a good actress. Hello?" Since July 2011, Markle has played Rachel Zane on the USA Network show Suits. Anybody ever see this show? Anybody? I've never even heard of it. I don't think I've watched the USA Network since 1994, which is filmed in Toronto. The character began as a paralegal and eventually became an attorney. She completed work on that series' seventh season in late 2017. From 2014 to 2017, Markle was founder and editor-in-chief of the lifestyle website The Tig. Anybody ever see that? Aren't there about 5 million fucking lifestyle websites? I mean, Jesus Christ, do we need another one? During a BBC interview, Markle said that she would not return to Suits, and that after she marries, she would transition out of her work as an actor. Well, I don't think you really have a fucking choice. You're kind of locked in after that. By the way, she was already married for 2 years, and that didn't work out. Man, who is this chick? I mean, really? What is this Illuminati horse shit? Now everybody loves Meghan Markle. Ooh, girl, she marrying that white boy, that Prince Harry. Would anybody even know she was any kind of black? And does it even fucking matter? What is this? On November 27th, 11/27, two of the Illuminati's favorite fucking numbers, the engagement of Markle and Prince Harry was announced. Well, of course it was. By then, she had met Queen Elizabeth, Harry's grandmother, several times. Markle is a Protestant, and Kensington Palace announced that she would be baptized and confirmed into the Church of England before the wedding. This is really important. The publicity photos accompanying the announcement showed Markle wearing a coat designed by Line the Label, which proved so popular that excessive online orders for the jacket caused the company's server to crash. Oh, for God's sakes, people are zombies and sheep. They see any kind of celebrity wearing anything and they have to rush out and go get it because it thinks it makes them look like that celebrity. No, Bertha, it doesn't. You're still a big fat cow. Get on with your life. Unfucking believable. I'm sure there was a big Illuminati casting call for this role. And this is a role, okay? She's not madly in love. They're not madly in love with each other. Of course, that's how they portray it on TV. That's how they want you to think it is. Because they know dopey broads eat this shit up. That's right, I said dopey broads. I can say it on here. I can't say it on Facebook, and I can say it on here as many times as I fucking want. You dopey broads, dopey broads, dopey fucking broads. If you didn't pay so much attention to this shit, it wouldn't even be happening. But it's a distraction. They know they are distracting you. That way, your government could steal more of your fucking money and get away with murder. While you're sitting on the screen ordering the fucking coat that some C-list actress had on last week. Says a lot about you, doesn't it? Some life you've got. She's the one getting married to the fucking prince, not you. You're the one married to the poor slob that wants to kill himself. The one you dragged to the mall with you. And then we see pictures on miserable men on Instagram sitting in that corner in the mall with the shopping bags and his fucking head in his hands. That's who you're married to. Or you're not married to anybody. You're in an apartment with 10 cats. Still dreaming about Prince Charming sweeping you off your feet and whisking you off to the royal palace. Ain't gonna happen, Bertha. Ain't gonna fucking happen. So stop paying attention to this shit and make it go the fuck away. And speaking of which, I'm going to go the fuck away. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. That's right. Get away from all this bullshit. Fuck the royal family. Fuck Meghan Markle. Fuck people that are easily offended. fuck Facebook, fuck fires, fuck Trump, fuck Hillary Clinton, and fuck you. Unless you listen to this show. Then you are. BigAngryPhil.com is where I be at. BigAngryPhil.com. If you're on Facebook, why? Fuck Facebook. I'm on Twitter, though, at the Big Angry Phil. Instagram, Big Angry Phil. Show can be heard on SoundCloud, iTunes, TuneIn, and on BigAngryPhil.com, of course. Make sure you listen to and support the Tom Likas Show. Got to get it back next year. PremiumTom.com. Get a subscription. Get the app on your phone, TomEverywhere.com. And finally, subscribe to and listen to The Gary Andino Show, GaryAndino.com. That's it for me. Until next time, see ya.